at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the show. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com. We'll start things out this hour by going to more of your phone calls with Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp lines. Hey, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Before I start on what I was going to call about, I have to tell the world that I told you so. I've been saying for, I guess about since they started talking about this man-made climate change that it was all a big hoax. And now it looks like the whole world has discovered that fact. And all I used to make that decision was my own observations. I didn't use any scientific data. I used just things that I saw in my existence on this planet for the last 50 years. And looks like person's observations and physical senses are still pretty accurate.
I would say that that you can trust those more than pretty much anything else. So what else were you calling about tonight, Gene?
And part of that observation is the fact that most of these people that tell you something is happening are usually either they're stupid, they don't know what they're talking about, or they're just flat-out lying.
Yeah, maybe they want to take advantage of you. So,
that's
Gene, what else?
Observation on human nature. But the other day you guys were discussing traffic fatalities and the dangers of differential speed, and I just wanted to call and say that it's not exactly accurate to say that differential speed is what kills. Because, you know, this last year I did drive the Autobahn for my very first time. And surprisingly enough, there are not dead bodies all over the Autobahn. And to talk about differential speed, I would be doing 110 miles an hour in one lane. And there are trucks driving in the lane right next to me doing about 55, 60.
Okay.
So, and I got passed by Mercedes-Benzes that were going more like 140 miles an hour. So it's not the differential speed, per se, that kills. It's when two vehicles strike each other, and that happens when people are careless. So it's being careless that kills. And on the Autobahn, one thing I was really stricken by after about 15 minutes of driving on it is that everybody stays in that right lane. They don't go in that left lane unless they're going to pass somebody, and when they do, they go right up behind the guy, signal, they zip over into that fast lane, pass the car, and zip right back. They don't waste any time in that left lane. They're in and out of that left lane in a shot. It's really something to watch them drive.
I guess maybe, and Mark, it was you that originally made the claim about the differential speeds being the most dangerous thing.
Well, I'm just saying that's what I find to be the most dangerous on the road, the interstates in the United States. And I can see how if you had an orderly progression and people – you know, just use the left lane for passing, that would be a good thing. But my experience is if you come up behind somebody on the interstate in the left-hand lane, that you can flash your lights at them, and they won't necessarily get out of the way.
Yeah, it's one of the most irritating, frustrating things in America. It's
down here in the South, it's even worse because people use the left-hand lane to drive slow.
Oh.
It's extremely frustrating. I'm just saying that it's not the differential speed so much as the fact that people are not being careful. And
I would say
driving slow in the left lane is not being careful.
I think you're right about that. And I think that if you are dealing with people that are going different speeds, someone who's not being careful might presume that the other cars on the road or maybe look in their rearview mirror, getting ready to change lanes, see somebody in the lane they're looking to change into, but presume they're going the same speed as you, switch over, turns out they were going two or three times faster than you thought they were, and then they're up on you and you've got a car accident. That would be being careless. I think you're right about that, Gene, and I thank you for the call tonight. Yes, go ahead.
Wait, I've got a great clip for you guys on YouTube. It's actually not on YouTube. It's on the auto website,
okay.
One that does
what is
Car
it?
And Driver, Car and Driver, where they took the Dodge Challenger to Europe, and they tried it on the Autobahn, but they couldn't quite get up to speed because the rain started. But then about 4 days later, they were on the Autostrada in Italy, and I guess they have similar rules there. And they managed to top out the Dodge Challenger on the two-lane Autostrada at 168 miles per hour whizzing past those trucks. And you watch that video. They have the video on the website. It's amazing.
It's just a regular production Dodge?
Challenger SRT8 tops out about 168.
Straight out of the showroom. Nothing added to it or anything.
That's out of the box.
Pretty cool.
That's the way she goes.
Thanks, Gene, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I don't know what I'd do if I got a car in a box.
Let's talk to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was looking on the internet. These pirate or FM radio transmitters you can buy for like about $1,000, one that reaches up to 30 miles.
Okay.
And I was thinking that if I couldn't get the station here to play you guys and Alex and stuff, if I could do that and then just play you guys over my station through the internet,
would
I get in trouble with GCN for that? Because they brought me a lot of good information. I don't want to piss them off.
I can't speak for GCN. GCN is the network that we're on. They're the radio syndicate that essentially puts Free Talk Live up on the satellite.
But there's no shortage of stations, community stations, that play GCN without any kind of agreement, but I'm sure you could give them a call.
GCN.
Well, I'm still working with them. I was wondering if there's anyone else out there that does pirate radio or knows a lot about it, and if I could give one of my emails out to maybe
get
on board with somebody.
What might be easier than that, Jeremy, is if you just were to go to the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's a sub-forum there that's dedicated to community radio and radio alternatives like pirate radio that has some very useful information on it. I would start there if I were you. And I think it's an interesting world. I love it myself, and I think that as far as carrying the programs from this particular network, it's very likely that you would encounter no problems. The only problem would be is if a local station that is, a big station were to come on and say, okay, well, we'd like to have Free Talk Live, then you might get into an issue.
Well, I'm not at the end of my rope yet. They haven't told me definitely no, but I've told them I wanted you and Alex at least on the weekends. You guys and Alex and
right. I appreciate.
I guess we're still working on it.
Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands, and I wouldn't blame you if you did. And I think that we've had people calling this show for years that have been listening on pirate transmitters all around the country. So I don't think GCN is going to have a problem with it as long as you're airing their commercials. I think they'd be all right. Thank you for
the
call. Yes,
it'll be on a boat too.
Hey, excellent. Like in the movie. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, if you're going to do some kind of pirate radio operation or community radio, whatever you want to call it, community radio always sounds a little more friendly. But if you're going to do that, then you want to make sure you are being a good neighbor and you want to get the right equipment that has the right kind of filtering in it. To where you're not going to be creating harmonics across the band. You don't want to be stepping on an existing transmitter, an existing radio station, because that's only going to create conflict. It's only going to create problems, and you don't want that. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and go to Dan in California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing right now. I just wanted to talk about the fact that I'm considering joining the Air Force, but I was wondering, considering the fact that the global elite are in control of our government right now, would that be a bad idea to join at this time?
I think it's always a bad idea to join a group of paid killers.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have nothing else to live for?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just I haven't really planned out my future really well, and it seems like that would be like my best option right now.
Well, think about this, all right? Think about those instances where the United States military has been used as far back as you can probably remember, and maybe back to World War II. Some people think that was justified. I think there were a lot of very strong arguments against that. So let's just look at it from the traditional patriotic point of view of so many conservative Americans who might be inclined to go on so-called fight for their country. In any instance, have the members of the military been called out to really fight for their country in any way that you can remember? Or have they been called out for various reasons that had nothing to do with the Constitution or American national security or anything like that?
Have they been fighting for politicians, perhaps,
right,
instead? I'll bring you back. We can talk a little more about this if you'll hang on at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No plans for his life, so join the military? How about make a plan? You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got some comments for Dan in California who's considering joining the Air Force. Maybe you've been in his shoes and you'd like to comment. That would be great. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Updates. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com, and this is some of the best training in the world. Frontsight.com.
All right, we continue here and bring back Dan in California. Dan called in to let us know that he's considering joining the Air Force, and thankfully he decided to call Free Talk Live before making such a drastic decision in his life. And I would say that of the three hosts in, on this show tonight, I feel safe in saying that three out of three would suggest you probably should not join the military. Would I be right, guys?
Yeah, okay.
So now, Dan, where are you? You say you don't have a plan for life. How old are you? Where are you right now? Are you living at home with your parents? Give me a little, paint a little picture of what life is like for Dan.
Well, nothing really right now. I'm just, like, in high school still. I'm 17 years old.
Okay.
Just, you know.
Not planning on going to college?
Well, actually, that was the reason why I'm going to the Air Force, so that they can actually pay for my college for me.
Well, you know, there's guys coming home in boxes, you know, that...
probably not the Air Force guys.
Probably not the Air Force guys. They don't have to catch a lot of those hard bullets. But, you know, they work as part of the mechanism that is visiting, honestly, horror and terror in foreign lands on people that that didn't ask for it. But, before you go on, Dan, are you thinking about... like an enlisted man, or are you looking at being an officer or what?
I was thinking enlisted because I really don't have the money to do 4 years at college.
So the enlisted men, have you looked at the pay that these guys get?
Yeah, it's not that great.
Right. You could probably go to McDonald's. I admit the uniform isn't as cool, and probably won't get the girls in the same way that the Air Force uniform, the Flyboy uniform, will. However, it certainly will get a class of woman, no doubt. But you'll probably walk away with more money in your pocket from working at McDonald's than you would for enlisting in the military.
But what about the college thing, Mark? I mean, that's separate from the paycheck, isn't it?
I from what I understand, it can be. Some people can certainly make the GI Bill work for them, but other people can have a very difficult time cashing in on the GI Bill afterwards.
Yeah, I've heard that there's I don't remember the details, and maybe somebody who's actually involved in the military can call or has been involved can call and clarify this. But I recall hearing in the past that it's not as easy to get your hands on that college money as they might want to make it out to be. As the recruiters, for instance, might make it out to be. Are you being recruited actively at high school?
Not that actively, but yes, they have been. They've been calling me too.
And how close are you to considering, really seriously considering this?
I was pretty close to considering, but you guys are giving me doubts now.
Well, you know, I mean, in a brief conversation, you'll get some feedback from us. Obviously, you know, we come from our perspective, and hopefully we're contributing something to making you hesitate a little bit if it doesn't jibe with your morals and your code, or even with your perspective on the way the government is supposed to work constitutionally. If you're more of a constitutionalist, then, you know, please step back and reconsider.
Speaking of morals, Guard, what if I were to, Dan, offer you to pay for your entire college education if you'll just rape a woman?
I would never do that.
Oh. But you will go and maybe fly a jet or drop a bomb or do something else like that on a group of innocent people around halfway across the world. And I'm not saying you would necessarily want to do that, but
that's really what they're going to let you do.
That's the job, dude.
And you know, maybe you wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't be allowed to fly a plane anyways because I don't even have 20/20 vision.
Sure, that's fine. But would you, guy says he's going to go out and shoot somebody, would you load his gun and polish it for him?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's where you're at. I understand. There's a lot of men who've come, a lot of people who've come to the Liberty Movement after having been in the military, and I'm not trying to belittle those people at all. I certainly thought about joining the military when I was younger too, and you know, it's just sort of a matter of chance as to whether or not you make it to that office and sign that piece of paper and all that other stuff. However, you know, there's going to be a moment in time when that's going to weigh on your conscience.
How many innocent people is a college education? How many innocent people's lives is a college education worth? In fact, that brings me to my next question, and that is, why do you want to go to college?
You know, make a better life for myself. You know.
Do you have anything more specific than that? Because college is sold real heavily that you'll have a better life if you go to college, kids. But it turns out that in many cases, that's not true.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, yeah.
So there's not anything specific that you want to go to college for. It's just that you've heard the sales pitch that college is something that kids should do.
Well, it's not just that. I was actually considering becoming an air traffic controller.
Yeah, I don't know whether that takes college or not. I have no idea the specifics on air traffic controller.
Wouldn't seem like it would.
You know, I don't know. But it what I can tell you is for a lot of careers, and maybe this will work for air traffic controller, or maybe it won't, is that it's probably better to go in at some sort of entry-level position and learn the, you know, work your way up and learn your way up inside the operation rather than trying to get the degree for it. For instance, people who get the broadcast degrees in radio, they're honestly, they'd be better off going and interning in at a radio station and at least getting paid a little bit of money rather than spending tens of thousands of dollars per year on college and then walking out with a degree that just is really just a license to learn, and you probably start in just about the same place anyway.
You know, I appreciate it. What I like, too, is the fact that, you know, Ian came back and asked you about some things so you can sort of try to compare notes with us and sort of think it through. Because a lot of times you might just get an answer, a flip answer, like, oh, no, don't get involved with that, you know, bad system. It's murderous and so on. But, you know, we're trying to think, okay, you're looking out for your future. You're trying to think about it. You're trying to do what's in your best interest. And, you know, sometimes people do sacrifice for their ethics and their morals and their principles. And, you know, it might mean you got to take a different route, but, you know, don't take your eyes off the prize of making a really good life for yourself. Just, you know, try to pick the most ethical path you can.
And if the military is so great, why does everybody get out after 4 years?
Good point.
Well, not everybody gets out. Some of them get stop-loss, and they get held there for an indefinite period of time.
Well, for up to 8 years. By the way, just realize that when you're signing that piece of paper, you're not signing for a two-year up. You're not signing for a four-year up. Every single one of them's 8 years.
Let's bring Jim on board here. He's got some comments on the GI Bill, Jim, which is allegedly what we'll be paying for that college. Jim, you're on with Dan.
Hi, Dan. Listen, I just wanted to warn you, Dan, aside from the moral issues of joining the military, which, you know, might mean that you're part of a system that's killing people, innocent people, most of the people that sign up for the GI Bill, I was in the Marine Corps 20 years ago, and my case isn't probably normal because I got injured and ended up getting a disability and went to college, you know, got all of it paid for. But the average person that pays into the GI Bill, about half of them never see that college money, because you have to complete your 3 years or 4 years, whatever it is you sign up for. And if you screw up in any way, and remember, you have no constitutional rights when you're in the military. You fall under something called military code of justice.
Jim, I want you to finish this here. If you can hang on, I want to bring you back. Would that be all right?
Hold on.
All right, Jim, I'm going to bring you back, and Dan, hopefully you can hang through as well, and we'll continue the discussion here with Jim, who has some experience in this, and it's an interesting point he's making. You make one error, and boy, is it easy to make an error when you're being ruled over by this arbitrary system where it's not hard to break their rules, especially in the military. We'll come back with more. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3 month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, and there goes the music bed. 800-259-9231. Hopefully we're still connected. We are. Okay. And so, yeah, you can bring up anything. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, by the way. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, as well as Free Talk Live listen lines. You can listen now anywhere from any phone that can dial long distance. And head on over to get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for more to listen to, you need to go to Gardner's website, libertyconspiracy.com, and become a part of the conspiracy. In fact, you can become a conspirator, I believe, for as little as $3 a month. Is that correct, Gardner?
Yes, indeed, sir.
And you've got now, it's actually, how's the forum coming along? Is that still happening?
Yeah, the forum is huge, and I can't really keep track of it now, but we've got some really
interesting
things.
That's how it is with my forum.
Like, yeah,
it's crazy.
It's really out of control. It's cool. We talk about music. We talk about political things. And as I mentioned, we have this one on libraries that's in there. Glenn Jacobs posted something about what would happen to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a private free market justice system. Glenn posts a lot in there, and it's awesome.
So wait, Glenn Jacobs is posting in your forum?
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's just so cool. So and
he
of
is
course,
a cool guy. That's yeah. Glenn Jacobs, also known as WWE's Kane.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and when you see him doing his wrestling thing, you perhaps aren't thinking the intellectual that in fact he really is.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah. I mean, talk about looks that can be deceiving, as we were discussing earlier tonight.
Yeah. Laser sharp mind, and that's big man.
So smart, man. Yeah. So we have a great time over there, and thanks for letting me plug in, you guys.
Oh, please,
I appreciate it very
much. Not a problem. It's libertyconspiracy.com. Gard's got his own podcast. Please tune into that when you get a chance. It's also airing. It also airs every single night as soon as Free Talk Live is over. At LibertyRadioNetwork.com. It's the first show that comes up right after the Onion Radio News.
Yeah, and sometimes we have some fake calls from, you know, Tom Brokaw talking about global warming or John McCain. He called in one time and he wanted his electoral bailout. Yeah, it was.
You do a
cool.
good McCain impression.
Yeah, he said he was too big to fail.
We got to get back to these calls. Yeah. I don't want to keep these guys waiting too long. But Dan is on with us in California. And Dan, you were talking about how you're considering joining the military. We are doing our best to stage an intervention here. And we've got Jim on the line in Tennessee. Jim, you spent, was it 20 years in the Marines, or was it 20 years ago that you were in the Marines? I forget which it was.
20 years ago, I was in for 3 years in the Marine Corps. And I got injured, and I ended up getting a disability discharge. But most people that go in will find out that the military is, I hate to say this because there are a lot of good guys in there, but the military is loaded with psychos. And, you know, I can only imagine what it must be like today with war going on. I was in during peacetime, but here's what Dan needs to consider. Dan, if you like being ordered around by imbeciles and lunatics, then you'll love the military because it's a place you go and there's no thinking. In fact, in the Marine Corps, the motto is instant obedience to orders.
Oh,
and
boy.
That order could be immoral. And if you don't follow that order, you're going to go to the brig. And I saw a lot. And another thing, if you do decide to go, and I pray you don't, but if you do decide, stay away from drugs. Because I saw a lot of guys, smoke some weed on the weekend. I didn't touch drugs when I was in the Marine Corps because I was terrified of going to the brig. But some of the guys who did smoke weed, you know, they come into work on Monday morning and boom, come on guys, down to the, to the bathroom where they do the pee test. And then I saw these guys, pop positive, and some of them ended up going to the brig and then getting, kicked out of the military. So, drugs, don't touch drugs when you're in the military because they hate them.
Jim, let me go back to what you were saying before we went to the break. I wanted to make sure we finished that discussion, the idea of the GI Bill and how you were saying a whole lot of people think they're going to get it, but they end up not getting it because they violate one of the multitude of military code of justice rules. Is that right?
Absolutely. Ian, if you look at a person who outranks you, if you look at them cross, they can bring you up on charges.
Really?
There's a lot of racial discrimination. Now, I'm talking racial discrimination in all ways. Blacks who discriminate against whites because they outrank them, whites that discriminate against blacks. The military tries to pretend that they're colorblind. They even call black Marines, they call them dark greens. They have all these weird terms in there. But the fact is, you're going to have no rights. You lose your constitutional rights. You fall under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And believe me, they can bust you for just about anything. Your attitude. They don't like your attitude. And remember this, Dan. You can't get out if you don't like it. You're stuck.
Sure.
You sign that contract, baby. And just like Mark was telling you, it's not for 3. It's not for 4 years. It's for 8 years.
That's a long time.
I would urge you not to do it. Go to college. Go to trade school. Start a job. Anything. Don't join the military because I believe, like you said earlier, won't you be serving a bunch of New World Order types? Obviously, you will. In fact, I think the war in Afghanistan is all about poppy.
I thank you. Jim, do you want to add anything else? Because you've had a lot to say, and I think it's been great so far.
I'm done, fellas. You have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for the call and the expertise. Dan, you just absorbed all that. Your thoughts?
I guess that all makes sense because, military hasn't been known for, being nice. And
That's not their job to be nice. That is for sure. And as far as the college things go, you're basing your decision to join the military off of a falsehood, and that is that college is necessary for success or college is helpful with success. In many cases, it can be, sure, but in a whole lot of cases, especially these days when it costs as much as it does, it is not helpful for people. And the statistics that the colleges promote, because remember, they're promoting their business, which is educating people. In their way,
selling their business is selling diplomas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They will say things like, "Well, you'll make more money if you are, long term, lifelong. You'll make more money if you have a college degree," and they're essentially playing with the numbers in a number of ways on that because they're factoring in people like lawyers and doctors and stuff like that with the liberal arts majors that really didn't get to use their college degree to do crap. They're twisting things around, essentially, and they're not factoring in also all the money that you'd be paying in, essentially, get college loans
right.
and the interest that that you're paying on that. Of course, you could say, well, the military would pay for that. As Jim pointed out, what happens if you're in the military for 8 years and you bust something happens, something goes wrong, you get targeted by somebody who doesn't like you. Maybe you didn't even do anything on purpose. Maybe somebody just doesn't like you that's got a higher rank than you, and they go after you, and you get a ding on your record, thereby killing your chances to get the college paid for. You're stuck in the military for another 4 years after that, or whenever it is that the incident happens, and then you get out. You've got 8 years of your life behind you now, and still no money for college.
And you know what really gets me ticked off about this is they give you all these incentives so that either you will overlook these personal problems that you might have with what's going on, or, you'll make a decision and say, well, I'll bite the bullet and go for it. And as Ian said, there was a great article posted at lourockwell.com a number of months ago about how, in most cases for liberal arts majors, college is not a good deal because the amount of money you're spending versus what you could be earning during that time, $100,000 spent versus what you could be earning, building up something. Hey, if you work for 4 or 5 years, the equivalent of how long you'd be in college, and you find you've saved something up and you say, I'm still not going where I want to go, you do have those options. You can go to a trade school. You can go to a community college or something like that. One of the things that really bothers me is that so many people now who might be listening to us might find it offensive that we might be saying, don't go into the military because you're killing innocent people. And I think it's incumbent on us to mention to those people, look, in many cases, innocent people are being killed. There are military conflicts going on around the world which have no constitutional justification if you're of that kind of mindset and you turn yourself a patriotic person. And so if you are thinking about going into so-called defend your country, realize you're not going to be doing that in most cases, just based on statistics.
Dan, will you call back when you make your decision? You've obviously got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Let us know what you decide. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and do think carefully. 800-259-9231. Other people's lives may depend on it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remaining. We'll try to sneak your call in if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people, therefore, to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly podcast, and more, get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some of the alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just got another agreement from another radio station today.
Hey!
So we've got 58 now on the air, and I've basically got three in the hopper that are officially on paper coming on within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And so, really, it the lines from new station to, you know, amplifiers are very short lines, and they're pretty direct.
The lines from new station to amplifiers,
right? You know, the path from your amplifier dollar to us getting new stations, it's a short one because we wouldn't be able to do it in the ways that we do it without the amplifiers.
The amplifiers make it all possible. Amp.freetalklive.com. And so does Jason Osborne.
That much is
for sure.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you, and their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
I think we can say that Jason Osborne, the man behind SACL CAI, is one of the major reasons why Free Talk Live is doing so well as Gardner Goldsmith's Liberty Conspiracy.
Absolutely. Boy, if it weren't for Jason, man, there would be a lot of people who wouldn't have been able to communicate with each other.
He is awesome the John Hancock of the Liberty Movement. As far
darn
as
right. Right. Well stated.
Let's go to your calls here. You can bring up absolutely anything. Let's talk to Alex in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I just want to warn users of FreeBSD 7 and 8 that a local security exploit has been released.
Are you serious?
What?
Are you really calling a national radio show to talk to the Linux community of people that use
FreeBSD? There's a big difference. This is a huge exploit. This is huge, man. You can get root due to a environment variable vulnerability. This is very, very bad.
Is this a crank call from you? I mean, what?
No, it was posted on Full Disclosure earlier today.
Okay, so let me see if I can translate what you're saying. People using an obscure operating system should be aware that there is some sort of exploit that could allow a hacker to do something naughty.
Correct. Correct. They could get administrative access and do whatever they would like.
Okay. So maybe people shouldn't be using FreeBSD then. Is that what you're saying? Or is there a fix
out
for
it? Well, no. They should keep their system up to date. They should the patch and expect a security update from the security officer.
So who's more popular?
The next 48 hours.
What is the most popular Linux out there? Because Linux is this free operating system.
This is not Linux. This is FreeBSD. There's a huge difference.
Okay, well, it's not Linux, but it's Unix-like operating. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here, and it says it's a Unix-like operating system. So,
correct.
So it is Linux-y because Linux is Unix-like, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it's of that same Linux. It's free software, and which is the most popular? Would it be Ubuntu?
Ubuntu is, in my opinion, one of the most popular. I don't have statistics, but that's the most popular distribution of Linux, but FreeBSD is better than Linux. So
Now in a most simple layman's terms, what makes FreeBSD better, in your opinion?
Well, it's the fact that 3 hours after somebody posted the exploit on Full Disclosure, there was already a note from the security officer with a patch to fix the system. If you were to look at any other operating system, maybe Windows, for example, Microsoft, they'll wait a month before they release the patch, which is why it's such a terrible operating system.
Windows has always worked for me at accomplishing the tasks that I've wanted to accomplish, so I don't know if I would classify it as terrible. In fact, I think the new Windows 7 is a pretty darn good operating system, as a matter of fact. In fact, I've even heard Linux people saying they like Windows 7.
Oh, and I like Windows 7, too. I just think that Microsoft needs to be better at releasing patches on time. I don't think you can really beat 3 hours. FreeBSD.
I guess you're probably right, but how many people are trying to crack into your home computer? I mean, why do you need to have it right then and there?
Because this is the severity of this exploit is so severe.
So basically the operating system was so badly broken that they just now found it out, and then just now they fixed it.
Well, no, somebody went and they found it out, and they posted the exploit on Full Disclosure, and then within 3 hours they had a fix that was emailed to everybody. But it's only 7 and 8. I don't believe version 6 is vulnerable.
All right, man. Thanks for informing our three listeners.
Before you go on, I have an accusation here that FreeBSD is for ultra, mega, super techno geeks. would you agree with that, or would you say that that's a slight exaggeration? We should remove the ultra.
Mega.
FreeBSD is for people who want to get stuff done without hassle.
Mark, you're discriminating against the ultra techno geeks in our audience, and we're supposed to be inclusive and bring people into the Liberty Movement. Thanks for the call, Alex. Appreciate
cool.
it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Coming up, we'll be giving away free pocket protectors. First, we go to Brainwash in California. Brainwashed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what up, Scrows?
Hey.
Scrows. What is a Scrow?
I don't want to know.
That's from Idiocracy. It's like the future term of saying bros.
Oh, I love that movie. I've only seen it once, unfortunately.
I've seen it once, too.
Fine film, though. Highly
I've seen it too many times. That's why. But hey,
I love
awesome
President
idea.
Camacho.
That's
I think
right.
he's awesome.
Break it down, Camacho.
All right, so what's up?
Hey, I had an awesome idea for like promoting like Free Talk Live and what's going on with the Free State Project with everyone. My idea was, like, okay, it stemmed from, like, the Girls of Liberty or whatever, and they had a calendar.
Yeah, the Ladies of Liberty, Ladies of Liberty Alliance, Lola.
Yeah, so, and then it also stemmed from, like, Mark's obsession with Captain America. Okay, so check this out. I had this idea of, like Mark dressing up in tights and Captain America outfit.
I think you can stop there.
No, I'm just kidding.
And Gardner, you gotta be on it too, and you gotta be like the BC new guy, and Ian, he can have like a big anarchy A with the, you know, but y'all gonna be wearing tights, and you can have all the activists, the top notch activists on like each month, yeah. You know, standing with these heroic poses and everything, and you got to wear, you know, have capes and everything. Dude, I would totally buy a calendar to help move, you for amplifiers or whatever.
That's
I mean,
funny
I think,
idea.
It's too self-gratifying for me. I would not. I didn't even like being in the pictures for the Free Talk Live ads that we do.
We could do it like Find Ian. Maybe he's hidden in there somewhere behind all our nonsense.
If Mark wants to dress up and do the calendar, then
yeah, I'll do it if you buy the costume. But Ian, if you're making fun of yourself, and that's clearly a self, deprecating kind of thing, then I don't think it would be as big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably won't break the camera.
I don't
like
the attention.
It looks like Waldo
like
in a way, anyways.
I like this idea.
I think Mark just wants the costume so he can wear it while his wife's not around and run around the house and self-pleasure himself in it.
Yes. We're heading to that's a nice way to end the program tonight.
There you go.
Great idea. That's a kind of a cool idea, I got to say. I don't know if we can rival the Ladies of Liberty.
If I get a Captain America outfit, I'm getting a shield, too.
You have to have the shield. That's
gotta
right.
I have the shield, man.
Thank you, Brainwash, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Fresh out of calls, which gives us, I think, about a minute to get back to the topic that we had at the very beginning of the show, talking about the justice system. I don't even know if you remember the question now, Guard, but when we went to the first break, you'd asked Mark a question about the justice system.
Is it good or not, basically, in its current condition?
We get these situations, these anecdotal situations that come out, and they're terrible things. Four cops killed, four individuals killed.
Isn't there a guy that calls this show talking about killing cops all the time? I guess this is it, right? This is the end of the state.
I don't know why he didn't
state.
Call tonight.
It's the end of the state's going to crumble now that some cops have been killed, right?
Yeah.
Well, I would say that the first and easiest step to take as far as making the justice system better is to stop mixing the convicts. They shouldn't be mixing nonviolent and violent offenders. Even if they have felonies or whatever, they shouldn't be mixing sex offenders with regular offenders.
They shouldn't be arresting pot smokers.
Agreed, absolutely. There shouldn't be, as far as I'm concerned,
prostitutes.
Jail isn't really a good place for people that haven't hurt anyone anyway. But I'm just talking about the first and easiest step as far as this stuff goes. And I don't think that people with DUIs should be housed with these other people, because really all you're doing is cross-training the criminals. You're teaching murderers how to hotwire cars, which happened to me while I was in prison.
Maybe if this guy that had killed the four cops had to pay restitution to his victims of the assault that he did back in the 1980s instead of having to sit in prison with a bunch of other crooks for 10 years, maybe these other things that he's done now never would have happened. We're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And Gardner Goldsmith, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, man.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.